This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Joy 94.9, early in 2015, Aussie expats and Joy favourites Miami Horror released a single called Love Like Mine. Apart from being a great track, it introduced to Joy the featured vocalist. Also currently based in Los Angeles, he's since become a new fave for us with the release of his debut EP and the singles. He's in the studio with us now. Cleopold, welcome to Joy.
Thanks. How's it going?
Very good. Now, you just mentioned to me as we met that, in fact, we'd met some time ago, that you were a guitarist for a girl duo, Dash and Will, some years ago.
That's right. Yeah, I used to play guitar in a few bands and worked as a touring guitarist, which was really good experience when I was a teenager. And then, yeah, I moved on from that and am now working on my own stuff. So I'm
making the assumption, I wanted to get to know you a little, that you're originally from Melbourne.
Yes. I was born in Cleveland in the States, and then I actually lived in Switzerland for 10 years as a child because my family moved there for work, and then we moved to Australia when I was about 12. So I had my teen years here.
In Australia. Okay.
Yeah, and it was good.
Which makes you a real world citizen then, doesn't it?
Sort of. I don't know. Yeah. No, it's I've definitely... grateful to have had that experience because it was a beautiful place to grow up.
What took you to LA originally then?
Well, because I have the American passport, I just figured I should get over there and make the most of a good opportunity. And also, it's sort of the entertainment hub of, you know, North America, I feel like. So I wanted to go over there and sort of re-establish myself as someone who writes songs and then just see sort of what happens. And I ended up staying there for 3.5 years, and I moved back here, and then I've been back a few times since, and I'm going again in September, probably
right,
for 3 months.
So is either place home, or are you a bit transient?
Well, currently my home situation is a room with a bunch of boxes and a bunch of stuff all over the floor, so I don't really feel that you know, at home at the moment. Anyway, we've been touring, and it's been really good and busy in a good way. So I'm excited to be doing more of that this year.
Yeah. Now, the guys from Miami Horror brought you in to collaborate on a couple of their tracks.
That's right.
Last year. How did that come about?
Well, actually, that's funny because I moved to Los Angeles with them when they moved. So that was that was sort of by chance that they were moving at the same time. But it helped me really commit to the move because I had all of a sudden 4 friends that were going.
Yep.
So we all went together, and it worked out well. I ended up showing Ben, the producer, some of my songs, and he really liked them. And then we ended up having a pretty good work relationship, and they really took me under their wing. We did some touring together, and we went to San Francisco and played. The first time I sang on stage with Miami Horror was at the Folsom Street Fair in San Francisco, and that was really cool. And then from there we went, I think I did an Australia tour with them, went to Perth. And yeah, it was just a really good way to break the ice and get into live performance as a singer. You know, it's a whole different ballgame, I feel like, singing on stage without an instrument in front of you. So if you're standing up there with just a microphone, it's kind of a bit more...
Yeah, absolutely.
Difficult.
And talking of touring, last year you toured and supported with Chet Faker.
That's right.
And you're in front of some massive crowds. Mm-hmm. What was that experience like?
It was great. So that's another person who's been really supportive of everything that I do. And he's a great guy. I've known him for a long time. And he invited us to go on the tour with him. And that was the first time I'd performed as Cleopold with a group doing my own original material, and that was really that was awesome. It was a thrill. So we did Melbourne, and then we did 2 shows at the Opera House in Brisbane as well. And the Opera House shows were just nuts because you look out and you see the bridge, and then you look to the left and you see, oh wait, yeah, the bridge was on the left, the Opera House is in front of you, and then there's this huge crowd like on the steps, and yep, it was just yeah, it was really exciting, and it just sort of really fired me up to pursue more of that stuff. So I feel like I'm in a good place now with touring, and there's a lot of opportunities on the horizon and shows lined up for the rest of the year. So it's going really well.
We're on Joy 94.9. We are speaking with Aussie singer-songwriter Clearpold. He's currently with us in the studio, which is fantastic. What's some of your musical influences? What sort of influenced where you're at?
Influences. Well, I grew up singing in a boys' choir, and I started when I was about six in Switzerland, and then we traveled a lot. I had this really high-pitched voice, and I had this like beautiful voice, according to my mom. And then we traveled, and I did that till I was about 15. So that was how I started with music, and then I started playing in bands in high school, and I would listen to bands like, you know, like loud metal music and like rock music, so bands like Pantera and Metallica and stuff like that when I was 15. And then I got really into pop, so I was listening to Michael Jackson and stuff like that. And I found an interest in pop songs, and I always liked making my own material. Mm-hmm. I was never any good at playing other people's music, and I think it's because it was too much work for me to learn things, so I sort of always opted out and decided to just pursue my own things, and that worked out, and now I'm writing songs, and it's really fun.
Who are you listening to right now?
Right now, a lot of like pop music. I went to see Lapsley play the other day. Casey Hill, she's from America, she's a singer, she's great. And I don't know them. I've seen their shows. And at Coachella, I saw this producer called Nosaj Thing. He was amazing. So a lot of stuff, but it's good. To be honest, I'm trying to wrap up these songs that I'm working on, and I kind of listen to my own stuff on repeat until it's done. So I'm kind of in that headspace.
Stay with us. Aussie singer-songwriter Clearpold is currently in the studio for a bit of a chat. This is Joy 94.9. Now, let's talk about your music then. Mm-hmm. You mentioned that you are working on it hard. Your debut EP, Altitude and Oxygen, came out in June.
Yep.
Five tracks on the EP. Were these tracks you've had in your head for a long time? Are they relatively fresh?
Down in Flames was the first song I wrote and that I wanted to release as my own thing. So, and that took about 9 months to get done. Then the rest of them sort of came after that. They're pretty fresh, I guess. Like I reckon the whole thing took about a year and a bit to finish and mix and master and all that stuff. And now I have some new material that I'm working on that I want to put out ASAP. But yeah, I work with these two guys, Jack and Chris, who are my friends in LA, and they're producers.
We jumped on to Not Coming Down in late May. It's a bit of a fave, I have to say.
Good.
what was the inspiration around Not Coming Down?
I was trying to make something that was just a bit lighter and more energetic and sort of Hall & Oates. But that's an influence, you know. Someone else made that comparison. Because it sounds, I guess, a little bit like one of their songs. But yeah, so, I mean, it was just about being like high on life and positive and fun and, you know, so.
I suspect that's why it was attractive to our Joy
music
mix.
That's right.
Now, the latest single, which has also hit our playlist, is The Space Between. We're really loving that as well, and we're loving what you're doing, so thank you. You're back in Australia for some gigs now, and these are your first headline gigs where it's your show. What do we expect from a Clearpold show?
Well, it's going really well. We're enjoying ourselves as three of us on stage. There's a drummer, a keyboard player, and myself, and I sing and I do some keys and bass, synth, and the live show's loud and fun and like little more upbeat. I have some faster songs that I haven't released yet, so they tend to cross over nicely in a live stage. But yeah, it's going to be really good. I hope everyone comes to the Melbourne show this weekend, and excited to do Big Sound in Brisbane and Adelaide as well, and then we go overseas again. So yeah.
After that's finished, which is in a couple of weeks' time, you want to get these next lot of songs down and recorded and produced. So is that the plan for the rest of the year to get this and get into an album?
Pretty much. I'm trying to make as much as possible as fast as possible, but we've just confirmed a bunch of shows in America. So we're going overseas again in September, and I'm going to try to chip away at it on the road. But I have about 4 or 5 songs that we've been playing live that we've tracked and recorded and prepared to release. So just got to get them done. And then, next year I'd love to do an album one day. It's just a lot of work, you know. I got to find the right time to, you know, lock myself away for, you know, a few weeks at least and try to develop the ideas.
Touring, particularly your own show, is a new experience. How does that compare to the experience of writing and recording and producing?
Touring is really exciting and fun. It's something I'm very new to, and it feels great. It helps me with my confidence and my stuttering and stuff like that, because it just really, it's like jumping in the deep end. It's been like one of the first shows that we played. I remember I went out on stage and I tried to address the crowd and I just like puked in my mouth, just like, because I was nervous, you know. But since then it's come a long way and it's got much better. And but you know, it's always it's a thrill to get up on stage and be in front of a big crowd, and you know, I'm getting better at sort of talking, communicating with them, and people in the room with me. So it's fun, and I want to keep doing it and getting better at it.
Fantastic. I think that's an amazing place to be. Now, you're performing in Melbourne this Saturday. Hugs and Kisses is the venue. It's right here in the middle of the city. Tickets from eventbrite.com.au. I hope it's selling well, but...
From what I've heard, it is. I've got a lot of friends here from school and stuff, so I've... invited them all to come, and I think I'm really excited for this one. Well, of all the shows.
Get onto the tickets quickly then, eventbrite.com.au. Otherwise, all the friends will have taken all the tickets.
Yeah, it's going to be a really good night. You should all come. You should come too.
I'll give it a go.
Great.
Yeah? All right. The EP is called Altitude and Oxygen. The latest single is The Space Between. Cleopold, thanks for joining us here on Joy.
No problem.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.